listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay originally aired on March 29, 2002.
Most people my age are aware of Captain James Cook, navigator and explorer, who made three voyages of discovery before being killed by natives in Hawaii on February 14, 1779. Cook was just 51 years of age, but we see many remembrances of his discoveries on maps of the Southern Hemisphere. Often called Cook's first voyage, the journey of the Endeavour was really a scientific expedition, combining astronomy and natural history. It was conceived by the British Admiralty and the Royal Society, and financed by King George III and Joseph Banks. At 25 years of age, Banks was a member of the Royal Society and was preparing to become a sponsor of natural history exploration. Cook was appointed leader of the expedition, not just because of his scientific bent, but because at 41, he was considered one of the most gifted navigators of his time. The primary purpose of the expedition was to chart the transit of Venus across the sun. Tahiti was chosen as a site for these observations. The outcome was to be more accurate calculation of the distance between the sun and the earth. Joseph Banks was also a naturalist with a special interest in botany. He and his friend Daniel Solander, a Swedish naturalist, proposed to make an exhaustive study of the flora and fauna of the South Pacific. The result was an exhaustive collection of Pacific life. This great store of plant specimens, with the results of other expeditions, provided Banks with one of the largest herbariums in existence. Transferred to the Royal Museum after his death in 1820, the collection still has significance 231 years after the Cook voyage. Lacking photography, such expeditions as that of the Endeavour depended for graphics on good illustrations. Banks hired two young artists. One, Sidney Parkinson, only 23 at the time of his employment, is honored today because of the 1,200 illustrations he did for the expedition. He died in 1771 in the South Pacific and never knew of the influence his work had. After the observations of the Venus transit, Cook set out in search of Terra Australis, southern land, which geographers had predicted would be there. It was a voyage of exploration and discovery among the South Pacific Islands, finally reaching New Zealand. There, Cook spent 6 months surveying and charting the islands. From there, he headed westward, reaching the southeastern coast of what is now Australia on April 19, 1770. He followed Australia's eastern coast across the Great Barrier Reef and the Indonesian islands, stopping at Batavia, now Jakarta, Java, for supplies. At every opportunity, Banks and Solander went ashore to collect plants and animals. During a period of less than 3 years, they amassed a collection of over 30,000 plants of 3,600 species. In addition, specimens of over 1,000 species of animals were collected. Solander made complete notes, and Sidney Parkinson made detailed color sketches, accompanied by further notes about the coloring of the plants. His finished paintings are unusual for their time. They are not simply lifeless renditions of leaves and blossoms. They show each plant as it grew in almost photographic detail, but rendered with a fine sense of form and perspective. The dividing line, if there is one, between fine art and illustration seems to disappear in Parkinson's work. I never had time to research what is known of Parkinson's training, whether true genius or meticulous schooling. His approach was very scientific. He made outline drawings and supplied color samples where needed. His color notes were so complete that Banks was able to hire artists later to finish those drawings Parkinson had not completed before his untimely death. Banks had set aside £10,000 for the publication of the paintings and scientific notes. Considering the labor and skill required for accurate publication of artwork 2 centuries ago, that was not enough. The specimens and the completed paintings were transferred to the British Museum as the Banksian Botanical Collections. It was not until 1973, over 200 years after the expedition, that 30 selected paintings were printed by the Royal College of Art. The title given to the folio was Captain Cook's Florilegium, showing that, despite the fact that the collection was attributable to Joseph Banks, it was Cook's reputation that would be most likely to assure commercial success. After two centuries, Banks is known only to botanists and biologists. About 20 years ago, a box set of 30 of the 738 plates to be published was released. Work continued on the production of 34 box sets, properly known as the Banks Florilegium. The few examples I've seen of these plants were most impressive and certified to Parkinson's superior artistic talents. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.